away, Islanders. Are you looking for an insider scoop on everything Awe Island? Well, look no further than our very own newsletter. By signing up, you'll be the first to know about any Awe Island-related news, updates, and big announcements. And as a special thank you for signing up, you'll get access to a special Awe Island episode called Odette Goes Camping. This exclusive episode is only available to newsletter subscribers, so don't miss out. Simply head over to aweisland.com and enter your email address when prompted. Thank you for listening. And now, let's begin the relaxation.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Great job, everyone. Let's start by taking a nice, deep dragon breath to relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Here we go. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. As you breathe out, every inch of your body begins to relax. Good job. Now, let's take another deep dragon breath. Remember to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Okay, breathe deeply, in and out. Good. As you relax even more, think about a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to snuggle the baby penguin close to him. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Are you ready to take one more deep dragon breath? Here we go. Deep breath in and out. Now close your eyes and enjoy feeling completely relaxed, like the baby penguin. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is nicknamed No More. It was late morning, and the sun was shining brightly in the sky. A gentle breeze was blowing, carrying with it the sweet scent of blooming flowers. Around the garage, everything was peaceful and quiet. The sun cast warm rays of light on the street. Birds chirped merrily, filling the air with a pleasant melody. It was the perfect day to start a new project. Danny Dump Truck was parked in a corner of the garage, taking a nap. He had been there for a while, enjoying the cozy atmosphere. However, he was soon awoken by the sound of his driver opening his door. She climbed inside, and Danny's engine roared to life. Danny stretched his wheels, excited for whatever new project his driver had in store for him. He was always eager to help and loved working on new things, no matter how big or small the task was. As he moved through the winding roads of Awei Island, Danny heard his driver put her cell phone on speaker mode to make a call. "Hey," she started, "we've been called to the Tang's house to remove a fallen tree. I'm heading there now to start clearing some of the debris." "All right, I'll see you there," said the person on the other end of the line. Danny was thrilled at the news of a new project. Of course, he always enjoyed working new tasks, but he especially loved when the tasks involved helping people. As he drove through the streets of Awei Island, he couldn't wait to get to the Tang's house and start removing the fallen tree. Before long, Danny and his driver arrived at their destination. The sight that greeted them left no doubt that this was the right place. In the front yard, a massive oak tree lay on the ground. Its branches and leaves splayed out in all directions, blocking the pathway to the house's front door. As Danny parked on the street in front of the house, he saw a man wearing a wide-brimmed hat and work gloves pushing a little red wheelbarrow. The wheelbarrow's bin was full of twigs, leaves, and small branches. Danny's driver got out and began to gather her tools. Seeing the man with the wheelbarrow, she called out, "Mr. Tang, you don't need to do that. You hired us to clean up. Remember?" Mr. Tang smiled and replied, "But it is such a nice day, and the exercise feels good." The driver thanked Mr. Tang for his assistance and told him to park his wheelbarrow next to Danny. Then Mr. Tang went inside the house, carefully climbing over the branches of the downed tree. Danny's driver quickly got to work, using her chainsaw to remove the branches from the fallen tree so that it would be easier to move. Now that the work was underway, Danny looked down by his side. The little red wheelbarrow was glancing up at him with excitement. "Hi," she said. "My name's Wanda. What's yours?" Time seemed to slow down for Danny. Meeting a new friend had presented him with the chance to try out something he had been wanting to do for quite some time. To calm his nerves, Danny took a deep dragon breath, in and out. "It's nice to meet you, Wanda," said Danny. "My name is Dreven." "It's nice to meet you too, Dreven," replied Wanda. Danny breathed a sigh of relief. He had been nervous about how Wanda would react to the name. You see, Danny was a nickname. The dump truck's full name was Dreven. He'd been called Danny for almost as long as he could remember. But it wasn't his actual name. For a while now, he'd been wanting to use his real name instead of Danny. It felt so good to hear Wanda call him Dreeven. "I'm so glad you're here to help with the tree removal," Wanda continued. "Last night, there was a big gust of wind that knocked it down." "Of course," said Dreeven. "I'm always eager to help." By now, the tree was nearly just a trunk. Dreeven and Wanda chatted while Dreeven's driver removed the last remaining branches from the tree. Wanda told Dreeven about the time Max and Mia had put air in her tire and tightened her wheel. Dreeven told Wanda all about how he and his friends helped build a new bridge for the Awe Island residents. Their conversation was interrupted by the sound of another large vehicle rolling down the road. Dreeven looked to see his friend Connor Crane, his boom folded flat and compact for traveling. Connor parked on the street behind Dreeven. Then Connor's driver stepped out of the vehicle and went over to speak to Dreeven's driver. "Hi, Connor," said Dreeven, calling to his friend behind him. "I'm glad we get to work together today." "I am too," replied Connor. "Hello, Connor. My name's Wanda," said the little wheelbarrow at Dreeven's side. "Dreeven told me all about the bridges you worked on together." "Dreeven?" Connor asked, confused. "Do you mean Danny?" "Huh?" Now Wanda was also confused. She directed her question at Dreeven. "I'm sorry, did I misremember your name?" "No, Wanda, you remembered correctly." To steady his nerves, Dreeven took a deep dragon breath. In and out. Then he said, "Connor, I have something I've been meaning to tell you and the rest of the construction vehicles." "You can always tell me anything," said Connor warmly. "Well," Dreeven thought carefully about the best way to say what he wanted to say. "You know me as Danny, but that's actually a nickname. The name I was originally given is Dreeven, and I'd like to start using that name from now on." "Of course," said Connor, smiling as he continued. "You're my good friend, and I'll use whatever name you'd like. Can you say it again so I can make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly?" he asked. "Dreeven," said the little dump truck. "Dreeven," the crane replied. "I like it." Dreeven smiled, relieved and happy to know that his friend seemed to be adjusting just fine to using his full name. He resolved to tell all his friends how he'd like to be called Dreeven from now on. Connor's driver returned to his vehicle, and Connor whirred to life, ready to get to work. The boom on his vehicle began to extend towards the downed tree. The thick trunk of the tree was soon secured with a sturdy cable, ready to be lifted into Dreeven's truck bed. "Wow!" Wanda stared in awe as the crane grew in height. "Looks like it's time to get to work," said Connor. Dreeven, Connor, and Wanda spent the rest of the afternoon helping to clean up the tree. Once all the debris was safely stacked in Drevin's bed, Mr. Tang returned with two glasses of lemonade for the drivers. When their refreshing beverages were finished, it was time to go. "Goodbye, Drevin. Goodbye, Connor. It was nice to meet you," said Wanda as the vehicle's engines roared to life. "You too," said Drevin. That night, after all of the debris had been safely disposed of, Drevin sat comfortably in his garage. He stretched as he reflected on the day's events, feeling grateful. Drevin was grateful for the opportunity to help the Tang family with their fallen tree. It had been a tough job, but with the help of his new friend Wanda and Connor's steady crane, they had managed to clear the debris and make the area safe again. Drevin took a deep dragon breath, in and out. He was grateful for Wanda, not only for her company as they worked, but for giving him the opportunity to try out using a different name. Drevin yawned and relaxed his truck bed. He took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Drevin was also grateful to Connor, who had so readily accepted Drevin's full name without question, other than to ensure he pronounced it correctly, which Drevin appreciated. With a sense of peace washing over him, Drevin settled in and took another deep dragon breath, in and out. As he drifted off to sleep, Drevin dreamt of helping more people on Awe Island in whatever projects they needed help with. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.